Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today's guest is Moon Cho. She's co-founder and CEO over at 69 Moons, and she's creator of Yin and Yang Living. Moon, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adam. Thanks for having me.
All right, Moon. So great to finally have you on. I think we met originally at a Newport Beach Investor Conference, right? How did you like it? How did you like it? That was my first time.
I liked it a lot. I ended up staying a lot. I ended up staying till about 8 p.m. that evening or 8:30. It was like...
You closed it out.
Yeah, it was, you know, I just kind of, you know, I set my intention to have great conversations with people and not expect anything and just stay with the flow, whatever the universe gives me. And then I always end up meeting amazing people. So I ended up at 6 o'clock. I met somebody. We talked for like 2.5 hours. So that's why I ended up being there for until 8:30. It's pretty amazing. It's a good conference.
That is amazing. And yeah, I had fun and I'm sure I'll be back next year. It's a great conference. I agree with you. So today's topic, and I'm excited to have you on the show, is really using the power of energy to manifest your business. I want to kind of go and start this conversation because I remember our conversation. We started talking about you as a creator in general and with your website, your blog. Maybe just start with just kind of the inception of how Yin and Yang Living all came to be.
Yes. So I have a sister. My name is Moon. I have a late sister named Sun, S-U-N. They're Korean given names. We didn't make it up. And so over 30 years ago, when she got diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, she was about 39 at the time. The first thing that dropped into my head, without having any formal education or knowledge about the connection between the mind, body, and soul, I knew that she had gotten that cancer due to years of stress and unhappiness. And cancer was just her manifested symptom because we came from a very traumatic childhood. We were abused at the hands of our father. So because of that, she made a lot of decisions as an adult that were not in her best interest and that did not honor her. And making those bad decisions brought more stress to her life. And so your body is going to respond to that after. It's not going to happen one day, but now we're talking about from childhood through age 39. That's a lot of years.
Yeah.
And so that's when I started my spiritual and holistic living journey. I read my first beautiful spiritual book by a beautiful author named Ken Wilber. He's a genius, conscious, new age conscious author. And I cried. And then I went to a Buddhist meditation in the mountains of Colorado for about a month shortly after I read that book. And at the time, I tried to meditate every day. And then I said, oh, my God, I couldn't even sit down for 2 minutes without a rampage of thoughts going through my mind. And I thought to myself, oh, this meditation, this doesn't work. But I stuck it out for 1 month. I came back.
Wow.
And I said, I don't know. I don't know about this meditation. It doesn't really work. But I was raised in a very agnostic family. Well, I should say atheist family. I always felt very spiritual. And so I always prayed by myself without my parents knowing or anything. So I came back and, you know, I think it was in my late 20s, I got really sick, early 30s, I started getting sick and I wasn't sure why. Like, I always knew that there was some deep connection between the mind, body, and soul. And I started doing these like mantras and I started to research doing mantras and things like that. And over time, my body started to get better. And I was like, wow, this is interesting. So I continued on my spiritual journey of learning a lot. I was reading lots of books. You know, I would say reading a lot of books and by beautiful authors who understand that we are created by energy, consciousness, and spirit. That is our truth. And I had this aha moment one day. I was like, oh, my God, we are this energetic beings of infinite consciousness, where we come into this physical form temporarily and we basically have all of these physical experiences so we can learn lessons for the expansion and growth of our eternal soul. That's why we're really here. That's the real reason. And so when our body goes, that energetic consciousness still lives on. That's why if you go to a good medium, there are a lot of not good mediums. What they're doing is they're pulling from that energetic field, the consciousness. And then if they're a good medium, they can interpret it correctly. So, and if you study quantum physics, and this is where it becomes very scientific, is that all quantum physicists will tell you that 99.999% of the entire universe, including you, energy, its vibrational frequency, and 0.0001% is physical matter. So everything that people want in this life is physical matter, that 0.0001%, but the 99.99%, that physical matter is coming out of energy. This was a profound aha moment for me. I was like, whoa, you got to manifest energetically first. And then the physical manifestation will pop. And so this applies to everything in your life. That's why when I was doing the mantras and things like that, I was literally tapping into that quantum field of infinite possibilities. And because I was tapping into that quantum field of infinite possibilities, I was shifting my energetic frequency. It's a very profound thing. As you raise that frequency, it leads towards health, prosperity, abundance. Everything that you do in business, if you want to make money, you've got to be in the right energetic space, and then the manifestation will pop. The manifestation is just really just like a byproduct of what energy. So in quantum field, when you observe, the physicist observes the quantum field of infinite possibilities, what they say is that the observer, and you are an observer, is going to shift that energy to create a different manifestation.
So is this what led you to like manifesting and deciding to create yin and yang living? Is that what kind of led
to it? Oh, that's a great question. So what it is that I asked spirit, I asked the universal forces, what is it that you want me to do? We are here for a higher purpose. What is the path that you want me to take? They said, I just downloaded, start a healthy living blog. I said, okay.
That's amazing. So that's interesting, because when somebody starts creating something for the first time, you know, I think that it always comes from some other type of inspiration or something else. Like it just happens. And so it's interesting that because you were studying this already, you were pretty in tune. So it was just a download of like, I need to do this. Am I understanding that right, by the way?
What happened was my late sister's son had passed away 4 years after battling her cancer. And at that time, I asked the sun and I asked the universe, what do you want me to do? What is my soul's path and journey? And I just, sorry, healthy living. I said, okay, what am I going to call it? It says, okay, I like yin and yang living. You know, the yin and yang are energies of balance and harmony. And so I said, okay, let me look up the domain. Oh, yinandyangliving.com. It's available. So I just took it. I was like, oh, it must meant to be. Then this is the synchronicity of the universe. If you're on your soul's path, my mother, she's Korean. Her generation, they all study Chinese characters. This was, I think, after 2 years I created Yin and Yang Living. She said to me, Moon, did you know that in Chinese, the yin is the moon and the yang is the sun? And I almost dropped to the floor because I asked my sister's son, what do you want me to do? Yin and Yang, start a healthy living blog. So I always say in Chinese, the yin is the moon and yang is the sun. My late sister, her name is Sun. My name is Moon. These are Korean given names. We're the yin and yang. And I didn't know that when I created Yin and Yang Living. That's how the synchronicity of the universe came together. That's why the Yin and Yang Living logo is the crescent moon and the round sun. And the Yin and Yang Living prayer beads that I custom designed is the crescent moon and the round sun.
And you've been running the blog for how long now? Because you've got quite a bit of content.
I would say about 6-7 years, something like that. Yeah. I never wanted to be in front of the camera. So I try to get other people to be in front of the camera. So it was essentially trying to hire actors. But then I realized, this is going to fail. Because how can you act something, a holistic living? It's like you either know it or you don't. you can't, this is not like, you know, it's not like a fiction. It's not a nonfiction or fiction? I forget. It's not a fiction. You can't make up, like, you can't give somebody, it's hard to give somebody a script.
Yeah.
So I said, oh my God, this thing is going to fail. So then I never wanted to be in front of the camera, not in a million years. So, but I stepped in because I was so afraid that I really felt so deeply about Yin and Yang Living. Mm. And so I stepped in front of the camera, and my first shoot, I was so traumatized by it. I didn't think I was going to do the second shoot because I was really traumatized. And then at the time I had distribution at AOL, and they distributed the videos that I had shot. And they were actually doing pretty well. And so I was surprised. And that gave me the courage to do the second shoot. And after the second shoot, I was like, it was hard too. But then I was like, you know what? I can do this. I have to work harder. But so now it's really, I've never had a script. I just kind of, you know, I have ideas and then I just go and that's do it. But I generally rarely have a script.
And you've created this whole ecosystem around it. And is this part of, and I guess jumping around a little bit here, how does 69 Moons tie into this?
Yeah. So it ties really well because I wanted to figure out what is it that I want to really offer to my viewers that was meaningful, that I really loved, not some just to sell. I hate that. It's got to be really tied to my soul's path and journey. And I thought, you know what? I love traditional Chinese medicine herbs because I love traditional Chinese medicine, which is really acupuncture and traditional Chinese medicine herbs. I take TCM herbs. The acronym is TCM. I take TCM herbs every day myself. And I said, you know what? I want to sell TCM herbs. And then what happened was I had this idea. Okay, so I told my co-founder, 69 Moons, he wasn't even the co-founder at the time. He was just my business advisor because I had known him from a previous company I co-founded. It was an energy medicine company. Talk about energy. I'm really into energy. You could see that, right? And he was an advisor. He's a massive business coach, first and foremost. But he wasn't my business coach. I didn't hire him. He just came in as my advisor because we wanted to work with each other. We really liked each other. And I said to him, I texted him, I said, you know what? All of a sudden I had this aha moment. I said, I want to take traditional Chinese medicine because it's actually an energetic system. Traditional Chinese medicine is based on an energetic system. Qi, which is the life force energy, yin-yang energy, and the five elements. They're all energetic system. And so that's one of the reasons why I love TCM and I take TCM herbs because it's based on energetic system. So he said, I texted him, I said, I had this idea of, you know, creating an AI platform around focused on traditional Chinese medicine because it's a 5,000-year-old energetic system that works. It's, if it didn't work, it wouldn't be around for 5,000 years. And so I texted, I said, you know what, I want to, you know, turn this into AI. And he was like, great idea. Beautiful flow of ideas. He said, did you know that I just co-founded an AI development company? And I was like, what?
Wow, that's interesting.
And he was like, I knew he wrote software, but I didn't know how long he's been writing software. He says, did you know that I've been writing software for 30 years? And I was like, oh my God. And it was literally like the universal forces. That was flow. That's called flow.
Yeah.
He became my co-founder and CTO. He was right there. He came in as my business advisor. He came on just to help me, not even to even expect any payment. And literally, that's how it happened. And then I said, don't worry, I'm going to find a master, you know, TCM herbalist and practitioner, somebody who really knows this. Within 3 weeks, I found somebody named Miles who came on our team. He loved it. He joined our team. It was like amazing. It was like how the universal forces just come. It was just allowing the flow to happen, not trying to force anything. It's just right in front of you and you don't even know it. And it's revealed to you in divine timing. And that's the power of energy. And that's the power of flow. And that's the power of tapping into something much bigger than you, something in this energetic flow. And so that's how 69 Moons came about, which is a data platform, an AI data platform focused on traditional Chinese medicine. So consumers like you can use it if you have a health issue. And then eventually the practitioners, like the acupuncturists, can use our data. The herbal manufacturers will use our data, and then ultimately the pharmaceutical companies can use our data. So it's an educational platform. So we're aggregating all of the data of the TCM, which is a huge amount of data.
Mm-hmm.
We're organizing, structuring it, and then presenting in a way that is useful to other people. And then we're also, we're going to launch our own e-commerce so that we could sell TCM herbs as well.
As I kind of see this, and I see the platform overall, and just even where it came from originally, and how the blog ties into the content you're creating. You also have a great YouTube channel as well. So you're providing a ton of value and content out there to your community. And that's really, I feel like yin and yang, between Yin and Yang Living and 69 Moons, it's kind of turned into its own community. Am I off on that, or?
Well, the 69 Moons hasn't launched yet. So we're launching the user prototype in a few weeks. And we're building out our Shopify, you know, our e-commerce now, and we're talking specifically to wonderful TCM herbal manufacturers to start selling their herbs. These are people that have been selling TCM herbs to practitioners for 30, 40, 50 years here in the US. So we're getting that Shopify. So the user prototype, it's just a prototype. So it's just literally, it's to get feedback from our users about what is it they like, what is it that they don't like, how can we improve, what would they like to see in the future. So it's not, there's no really 69 Moons community right now. And so, but that will be built, I'm sure, organically, as it should. And so I'm really excited about it. So I do talk about TCM in my videos, you know, because I am very passionate about traditional Chinese medicine. And
I'm looking at it right now. Yang Living. I mean, that's over 830 videos. So when you say you're passionate, you've been doing this for a while. You've been creating content for a while. I think that's a testament to get to that many videos, by the way. That's amazing.
I would say that Instagram is where I get the most engagement, because I stopped doing the long format. So I'm doing mostly short format, and Instagram is really short format. I get a lot more engagement on Instagram. My Facebook is.
And speaking
also,
of, by the way, Moon, how do people follow you? How do they connect with you? Like, leave some
of
those social
handles.
Yeah, so
they just go to Instagram and go to Yin and Yang Living. If you go to my e-commerce that I have up right now, it's my prayer beads. And I actually have two 69 Moons herb formulas out, Yu Ping Fang Sun Plus, which is to help support a healthy immune system, and Xiao Yao Sun Plus to help calm and focus the mind. They're both based on traditional Chinese medicine formulas we added. But I would say Yin and Yang Living on my Instagram is a good place to follow. Or my Facebook. Facebook, it's Yin and Yang Living, YinandYangLiving. So, yeah. And then.
Amazing. Well, Moon, I have to say it has been great having you on the show, and thank you for sharing your story with our audience and with me. It's been great to, I know when we met, I was like, there's more here. There's more story. I want to hear it. I want to bring it to my audience as well, because I thought you were extremely interesting, and I could just feel how passionate, speaking of energy, like I could feel how passionate you were for what you do. And now I know a little bit more about why you do it. That being said, so I'll just leave a couple things here that I see for my audience. So definitely, it was super easy to find on YouTube, and then it's Yin and Yang Living on Instagram. And then I did see that the product that you mentioned over at yinandyangliving.com as well. So if anybody wants to go follow
up.
The
shop is shop.yinandyangliving.com.
And then shop. Okay, wonderful. Cool. And we'll put some of that information in the show notes so that everybody can click on the links and head right on over. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with us and you haven't hit that subscribe button, definitely hit that subscribe button, because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Moon, again, thank you so much for making some time for us. It's so great to have you on, finally.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.